John, how are you?
Well, I'm terrific. I'm enjoying the sunshine, but I must admit I'm waiting for a little warmer temperature as we get right near April.
Well, John, I always like talking with you. One of these days, though, I'd like to hear you go, you know what, Tony, I'm just doing okay.
Well, I must admit I'm usually in a pretty good mood, and when I talk to you and I talk to Brittany earlier, it puts me in a good, even a better mood, so I guess it'll be a while.
Got an email yesterday from someone who wanted me to pass this on to you, and the email reads, how do you change someone's perception of you when they feel they cannot count on you or trust you?
Well, first thing I think you have to do is do what you say you're going to do, okay? I think integrity is something you can't just tell someone, I have integrity. I'm someone you can trust. You have to demonstrate it, and you have to demonstrate it over time. First thing to do is stick to your word. If you say you're going to do something, you do it. I think it's a pretty simple thing. And if you do it consistently, people then are going to trust you. Now, you always run into some people. This is part of life that are kind of negative, and they're going to tend to have a negative interpretation of things regardless of what you do. But if we exclude that group, because you're always going to run into some of those people, for the most part, if you're a person who says what you're going to do, does it consistently, and you try to do things that are helpful, we'll even say helpful in the process, then you're generally going to have friends, you're generally going to have people that want to be around you. And that's all positive. If you are the other way and don't do what you're going to say and you're inconsistent, you're going to have trouble and you're going to be seen the way the person who emailed to you had concerns about.
Dr. Braccio, when I come across negative kids or kids who may bully in my coaching exploits, as I coach three different sports, I coach both my sons, and there are kids that I come across that may be a little bit bully or they may tease more, whatever. I can control that environment. I can change those behaviors with kindness, but with firmness too. But how do we do that with adults? How do we, people that have those bad vibes or evil dispositions who just can't seem to change, how do we deal with that?
Well, part of it is, Tony, we teach people how to treat us, okay? So if you allow a bully to bully you, you will tend to be bullied. That's one thing. To me, if someone is curt or disruptive or says things in a derogatory, negative way, I think it makes all the sense in the world to call them on it. Just say, hey, I really don't care for that, or, that's kind of an offensive way to, be talking. And with some people, you're best just to ignore them and don't talk to them, okay, if you don't have to see someone. But if a person these are often unhappy, angry, frustrated people. So what they do, they try to bully, they try to be negative, they try to do whatever it might be. And I think in cases like that, we don't allow it. And I mean that sincerely, because you're going to find if someone says, well, you're just a dummy, or you don't know what the heck you're doing, or that type of thing, and they say it with kind of a mean tone, if you just kind of go along with it, it's going to keep going, it's going to keep coming. That's just the way a lot of people are. I think you just have to really work on positive ways of just responding back and even saying, hey, don't like that, don't care for that, that's inappropriate, or, rather than name-calling back, even though sometimes that's an easy response, but that just tends to start a lot more fighting. I think you're best just to say, hey, don't care for that, don't like name calling, don't appreciate that, don't use that on me. And you'll find in most cases people will get the point over time.
I have read that it takes 21 days to get rid of a bad habit, to change, and I think what you're telling us is to kill them with kindness.
Well, I think the thing that happens, we are what, we are our habits. We are what we become over a period of time. And I don't know exactly how many days it takes, but if you have a habit of allowing people to take advantage of you, of always being number two, number three in any relationship, it's time to change. If you want to have a fairness or you want to have good feelings about yourself, because most people that behave like mice in the world, they're really not happy, they're insecure, and they just allow people to run over them. They don't have boundaries, and that's when you have to really start changing a habit. The first step in changing yourself is to say it, okay? You know, I can say I'm going to be brave or I'm going to stand up for myself. That doesn't mean that the actions come right away. It doesn't even mean I even believe I can initially. But the first step in habit changing is to say the words, practice the words, say them, try to implement them, and gradually go to the point that they become who we are. It's like learning a language. You know, if you're going to learn a language, you have to start off slowly. You have to learn the words. You have to start practicing them. Then over time, it becomes second nature to you. So that's how we change habits. It's a hard thing to do for most people, because most people, believe it or not, Tony, they don't think they can change it. They just say, well, this is the way I am. And, of course, I'm a psychologist. I say, rubbish, I don't believe that. I
mean, and Dr. Brach,
if you choose to.
Dr. Brach, I can remember doing some diversity training when I was at Atlanta Community College as a student. And one of the things that has stuck with me to this day is to remember that if you find the things that you have in common with a person, even if you have a lot that's not common, you'll find that there are a lot of things that you have in common, whether you're a fan of Michigan State or whether you like basketball or whatever. When you find those common interests, you can definitely find some common ground.
Absolutely true, Tony. In fact, you'll find people that are good with people and can make people feel good. They'll even find common traits, common characteristics, common things that they like. They can have a good relationship with their parents. They can be MSU fans, which, of course, we like to have people like that around, I might add. We can have an interest in children. We can have an interest in whatever it might be, television, movies, hiking, anything that it might be. We might have come from a similar school. It's finding something that you have in common. You're going to find very good conversationalists. They're really good at probing, even if it doesn't appear that way when they first meet people, to find their interests and then try to find a few in common and have good discussions. It's kind of like a good journalist. A good journalist may not be an expert, but a good journalist can have great discussions, like you do actually, Tony, by pulling information out of people and learning some things in the process. So if you can find common traits, common interests that people have in common, you can then build trust and you can have fun and you can even run around with people and do things and develop your social life. A lot of people are just loners and don't even see anybody. It's really kind of unfortunate.
Thank you, Dr. Brachio.
Always a pleasure, Tony.